Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good evening. The show tonight has the first hour of a two-hour conversation with the author Josh Ireland. His new book, The Death of Trotsky, about the stalking of the man who was most identified with the Russian Revolution right up until Stalin drove him out of the Politburo, Moscow, Russia, and across the map of Europe, and finally taking refuge in Mexico, where he was murdered by an agent sent by Stalin in a roundabout fashion. This is the revolution from the first half of the 20th century. We're witnessing revolution in the first half of the 21st century. The Iran wars, the Gaza wars, the Lebanon wars, the war in Ukraine. These are all leftover disputes from empires that perhaps are forgotten, but their loyalties remain in the minds of some of the members of the once upon a time empire, the Russian Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Hohenzollern, the Habsburg, the Holy Roman Empire, the Victorian British Empire. All of them rubbing up against each other, and now we have the American Empire. It's a combination of events and timing and personalities and communication system. And I follow the trail as best it can be followed, given the uncertainty of Mr. Trump's pronouncements. It was a 5-day ultimatum, now it's a 10-day ultimatum, which is why Trotsky feels a lot easier to talk about, because I know that Stalin gave the order, and I know that Trotsky was murdered in his study in Mexico, outside of Mexico City, a suburb of what is now Mexico City. Murdered by an agent, a Spaniard, who was sent by his mother and the NKVD, that era's KGB or FSB. And he won his way into the trust of the family that was guarding Trotsky, and took a pickaxe, because he'd been a mountain climber in some fashion, and brought it down on Trotsky's head, a 7-inch gash, while Trotsky was reading. Trotsky lived another day, but there was no surgery that was available in those days to save him. And he died saying kind things to his wife as best he could, because he was losing his power of speech and coherence. That kind of damage to the brain. These many years later, that was 1940, 86 years later, Trotsky is remembered. The man who murdered him is not. Though later on, the Soviet Union gave that man a Hero of the Soviet Union medal. He lived out his life in Cuba, I believe. He's buried in Cuba. He's not important. He was an instrument of Joseph Stalin. There was a feud between Stalin and Trotsky. His persuasive drama in a revolutionary setting. Right now, we're not in a revolutionary setting, we're in a war setting, and the fog of war is complete. What is Moscow? What is Beijing? What is Pyongyang? What is Tehran? What is Jerusalem? What is Kiev? What is Berlin? What is London? All of them thinking in different directions. They must, because their politicians concern themselves with the opinion of their population. However, that's not leading to enlightenment. So I turn to other matters. I do the best I can. The early days of understanding how Jared Isaacman, the new administrator at NASA, has raised the possibility of a big mission, big, big mission, a permanent colony on the moon, staff restaffed every 6 months, a probe into Mars. The Earth-Moon system will become the Earth-Moon-Mars system, building new landers that don't exist yet, thanks to charging SpaceX and Blue Origin to compete. $10 billion a year for the next three phases of over 10 years. It'll need more than that, but it's a vision. And NASA's been adrift ever since 1972 and the last moon landing. The shuttle turned out to be the wrong direction. It was a dead end. And SLS is not much better. They'll use 5 SLSs. They've used 1. They're about to use the 2nd. 3 more are under construction. And then return to either SpaceX or Blue Origin and their engines, which are big, plenty big for Earth-Moon orbit, plenty big for reaching Earth, low Earth orbit, with lots of tonnage, turning the low Earth orbit into a communications corridor, and able to shelter the data centers that we need for the internet and the AI to match up and move us forward. The Mars component is less clear at this point, but it's still there. Wonderful stuff. Much better than the warfighting on the Strait of Hormuz. The Strait of Hormuz remains shut, as far as I understand, and that is what the war looks to be about, the Strait of Hormuz. Not regime change, not ballistic missiles, not even a suspect nuclear weapons program, the Strait of Hormuz. Command that, you command the attention of the world because of the supply chain. And shortages are coming, and price spikes are coming, and inflation, OECD estimates right now, with the what it knows about the oil shock, the U.S. is going to veer into 4.2% inflation over the next year. That, of course, makes everything more expensive, including the national debt. There's much more tonight. I hope you enjoy it. And Trotsky, once upon a time, he was a dominant figure in intellectual circles from Russia to the North America to everywhere. And now I don't know how many people remember any of it. It was a pleasure to read the book because it's, even though I knew the outcome, it was drama. The twists and turns of winning into the circle around Trotsky, who was well guarded. He wasn't casual about his safety. And Stalin, when he heard, had an odd reaction. I recommend it. Josh Ireland reveals it at the end of our interview. It's a two-hour interview, hour tonight, hour tomorrow night. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.